And welcome back here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder, glad to be with you, as we have Lincoln County Commissioner Chris Bruns joining us in the studio for a very special announcement. Good morning, Commissioner Bruns.
Good morning, Tristan. How are you today?
Doing very well, thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me in, and good morning to everybody out there listening this morning.
Glad to have you back in the studio. It's been a few weeks here, but you have a very special announcement to pass along today. There's been a lot of speculation about if you were considering a run for Senator Groney's legislative seat, and you're here to clear up any rumors.
Yeah, so thought about it long and hard, prayed about it, and I'm jumping in. I'm running for state senate to represent legislative district 42 in the Nebraska state legislature.
Lincoln County Representative Senator Mike Groney term limiting out, so you're throwing your hat in the ring to replace him when he term limits out next year.
Absolutely. And I think that it needs to be said, we need to be thanking Senator Groney for everything that he's done. He's absolutely gone out to Lincoln to fight for Lincoln County and Western Nebraska, and I'm very fortunate to have his support in this race.
Commissioner Bruns, before we talk about this race too much, let's talk a little bit about your background, sir. I think a lot of our listeners have become familiar with you here throughout the past couple of years as you served as a Lincoln County Commissioner.
Yes, so I've enjoyed my time. I'm honored to serve this community and protect the way of life we have out here on the local level. A little bit about me. I'm born and raised here. This is home. I love Lincoln County. I was able to move away for a period of time after high school to go serve in the United States Marine Corps. I did that for about 10 years. After getting out, we lived in Omaha area for a short period of time as I finished up my collegiate career at Creighton. And then an opportunity arose for us to be able to move back home and raise our family here, my wife, my high school sweetheart, Ashley. And we jumped on it because this is where we want to be. This is where our heart is. So we got back out here in 2018, and we put down roots. We have a small ranch out west of town. Mm-hmm. And I'm fortunate enough that the people of Lincoln County elected me to serve on the county commission board. So
now, Commissioner Bruns, let's talk a little bit about your personal life. You and the missus have a few children.
Yes, we have three beautiful, wonderful children. I have a daughter who is a rising high schooler. Oh my goodness, where does the time go there? So she'll be a freshman this year. I have two boys as well. My oldest son is rising into seventh grade at Adams.
Okay.
And then my youngest is at McDonald Elementary in second grade.
So, okay. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
They keep us busy.
I can imagine they do. I can imagine they do. But obviously, you must have the time availability to run for this seat, or else you wouldn't have run for it, obviously.
Yes. So being effective requires a time commitment. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's definitely something that you have to juggle, but you have to set priorities as well. Mm-hmm. We look at this. We have three kids. They're all active. That's going to take a commitment of time. I work, but I'm blessed to work for a company where I work remotely, and I have 100% flex time in my schedule. So that's allowed me to be extremely effective on the county board, and I've gotten a lot of things done there. And it will be the exact same way should I be elected and go to Lincoln. That's a priority, representing this county, representing the people out here. That is something that my wife is 100% behind. It's something that, again, we prayed on, and we'll do everything we need to do to make sure that I'm able to do that to the best of my ability and be effective in Lincoln.
Chris, can you tell us about what led to the decision to run for this legislative seat?
It was actually a lot of people reaching out to me and urging me to at least consider it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I never thought that this would be the path that I'd take. Just recently was elected to the county board, and I'm getting good things done there. But we can't afford to have this seat in Lincoln not have a very strong, true conservative voice filling it and working hard for the people here in Lincoln County, the people that are wearing blue jeans to work every day and struggling sometimes to put a roof over their head and provide for a better life for their family. So That's the impetus behind my run. I want to go there, and I want to work hard and represent the people of Lincoln County well and make sure that our strong shared conservative values are upheld and that we're able to get some good things done, as well as block some things that may be rearing their head up in Lincoln as well.
Now, Chris, if elected to serve, what does that do to your seat here on the Lincoln County Commission? Can you tell us about that process a little bit for folks that may be concerned about that or interested in learning the development of that?
Yeah, so should I be elected, which I'm going to work my butt off to make sure that that happens. So should I be elected, that would then create a vacancy. I would step down before being sworn in to the state legislature, and that would then go to an appointment process. So there would be a formal application process. There would be public interviews held by, I believe, the county attorney, the county clerk, and the county treasurer. They would then go through their selection process and pick somebody, much like what happened when they expanded the county board from 3 to 5 seats. Mm-hmm. And that person that would be selected would then fill the remainder of the term that would be left.
And this is very similar to, I would refer to when Brooke Baker moved out of his ward for the city council. There had to be an individual that was appointed to that seat. It's a little more complicated on a county level, though, because you don't have an individual like a mayor that handles that appointment, but still very similar.
Right. It's a board appointment by again, those three elected officials that I pointed out. Not the county commission, the board of commissioners, but those three other elected officials.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what you hope to accomplish if you're elected to serve Lincoln County down the Nebraska legislature, Chris.
Absolutely. So I think most people that know me know that my heart is growing our economy out here in Lincoln County and western Nebraska as a whole. I think the only way that we can truly do that is through an overhaul of our tax structure. We have some good things going here in Lincoln County that I'm proud to have worked on. But to be more effective at doing that, It's going to take some major steps in Lincoln, in the legislature, to create a tax structure that is inviting and encourages economic growth. In the same breath, that same work takes care of our local farmers and ranchers, who the property tax issue is a huge, important issue. When you look at how do we fix that, there's a lot of Band-Aids that have been thrown on it. The true way to fix that situation, that property tax issue, is to really take a look at the entire tax structure from top to bottom and work to modernize it, work to make it more fair, work to make it, again, advantageous for local businesses to want to come in and invest and grow and take care of our farmers and ranchers. So that's the number one priority that I have. That couples with growing the economy here in Lincoln County and western Nebraska, and really the state overall. I want to make sure that I continue the work that I'm doing as far as protecting our individual rights and our property rights. Some of the good things that I've been able to accomplish so far on the county board is making sure that Lincoln County is a Second Amendment sanctuary county, as well as Lincoln County being one of the first counties in the country to formally and firmly come against President Biden's 30 by 30 initiative. Those are the types of things that I'll work to make sure happen at a state level to prevent any federal overreach and really state overreach as well. I think that we need to make sure that we're doing what needs to be done to stand by our law enforcement personnel and our first responders, to provide for safer communities, not only here in North Platte and our villages, but across the state. That's extremely important to me. I would also say that it takes a strong person to be able to defend the defenseless and the most vulnerable. I'm a pro-life candidate. I believe that life begins at conception, and I'm going to go down there and make sure that we're taking care of the unborn. So, and then the big thing that's in the news lately is a lot of the stuff that's going being handed down by the State Board of Education.
Very concerning.
Very concerning. I am a huge advocate advocate for parental rights and choice in education. Our children deserve the best education possible. And so we need to make sure that we have a strong, true conservative voice in the legislature to be able to rebuff a lot of those liberal things, those political things that are really trying to infiltrate every aspect of our life.
Lincoln County Commissioner Chris Brunge joining us here on KODY to discuss his candidacy for Nebraska legislature representing the 42nd District here in the Lincoln County area. And Commissioner Brunge, let's talk about your experience as a Lincoln County Commissioner and how that may benefit you if elected to serve down there in Lincoln. Specifically, let's talk about some of the other boards that you serve on. Our five Lincoln County Commissioners serve on a variety of boards throughout the community, much like we see done with different committees by our state senators.
Yes, so that's where a lot of the work gets done on the county board. I'm proud to serve on the Chamber and Development Board of Directors, as well as the Economic Development Committee. Those are two very vital organizations that are really having a lot of success here lately, and we're doing some great things to grow Lincoln County, which I'm really excited about. And being able to further take that work at the state level, I think, is going to be advantageous for all of us. I also serve on the West Central District Health Department, or the West Central District Health Department Board of Health, as a county commissioner. Excuse me. And so we're doing a lot of good work there to make sure that our communities are healthy, mm-hmm. and that we're responding appropriately to the pandemic that is reared its head up this past year. I also serve on the Extension Board as the County Commissioner Liaison. So the fair is obviously just wrapped up, and I think it was a tremendous success. That board does a lot of work in that regard, as well as, you know, making sure that education and what we're doing as far as supporting agriculture and teaching the vital skills that are important to ensure that industry remains number one and is healthy and viable and competitive, not only throughout the United States, but around the world. That's a lot of the work that gets done on that board. I also serve on the Ag Society. Well, I'm the county liaison to the Ag Society.
For the Lincoln County Ag Society?
For the Lincoln County Ag Society. So, again, major kudos to the work that was done this past week with the county fair. It was a great time. I'm glad to see that people were able to get out there and enjoy all the exhibits and the events and just amazing work that was done there. I'm very proud of those organizations.
And Chris, although you are a county representative, you've been very involved and active in city issues as well. You are a regular attendee at North Platte City Council meetings and other meetings as well, like Planning Commission and even some Quality Growth Fund Review Committee meetings. And you've even gotten up and spoken a few times at a few of those meetings, dating back to the Mall Project, I think would have been the most recent one.
Yeah, so that's part of keeping a good thumb on the pulse of the communities that I serve. Mm-hmm. I also attend regularly the Village Board of Trustees. I attend their meetings. Mm. That's part of what a good representative should be doing. They should be active in their communities and making sure that they're being a resource to the people that are making tough decisions. Part of my work with going to the City Hall meetings and the Planning Commission meetings was to ensure that, you know, these viable projects that are going to be good for our community, that they are being well thought out, that mm-hmm. they are having their due diligence provided to them, and that if they're right for our community, that they become successful. And so, again, a lot of really exciting things going on here mm-hmm. in Lincoln County. I'm really looking forward to the work that's being done on the rail park, the industrial rail park, mm-hmm. and what I'm trying to accomplish as far as an inland port authority. So those will be some big things that are coming up in the very near future as well.
Commissioner Bruns, if elected to serve Lincoln County down in Lincoln, how involved do you plan to be with some of those boards that you mentioned a few minutes ago throughout your current jurisdiction, what may be your future jurisdiction as well?
Well, so I want to stay in my lane as much as possible,
sure.
But I think that, again, keeping a good thumb on the pulse of the communities that I serve is important. So I will be a resource to the people that are making those tough decisions. I will be open to communication, obviously, to them and to the citizens that they impact. And where I can participate, I absolutely will. I think that that's important.
And this is getting a little ahead of ourselves here a little bit, but what sort of committees would you look forward to serving on or be interested in serving on down in Lincoln? For example, Senator Groney, I think a lot of folks know, was at one point the chairperson of the Education Committee and served on that for a while. He's been involved with revenue as well. So what committees would you be interested in if elected to serve?
Well, again, not trying to put the cart before the horse.
Sure.
We've got a lot of work to do before we get to that point.
Before we even get to the polls.
being optimistic, I would say that I would really like to serve on the Revenue Committee. I think that that's an important committee assignment. Education is absolutely another one. So those were the two that I think that I would be a good fit on, especially with my background in finance.
Mm-hmm.
I think that those are applicable skills that will help me as far as my fight to see good, meaningful tax reform.
Sure, sure. And how do you plan to work with fellow state senators down there in Lincoln? Some, I can think of a handful that are around the same age as you politically, might not agree on a lot of things. Would you plan to work with a group of senators like that as well, with senators that you get along with representing the western side of the state as well?
I would say that I will work with anybody where we can find common ground.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost is staying true to my principles.
Sure.
I'm always willing to listen to the other side of the argument. And so I will be available to do that and find where we can find common ground, absolutely work together, but stand firm in my principles and fight to make sure that things that aren't good for Lincoln County, aren't good for Western Nebraska or the state overall, that I'm standing against those.
And Commissioner Bruns, you alluded to it at the beginning of our interview. Senator Groney came out Monday at your campaign event and gave you an official endorsement. If you're elected to replace Senator Groney in Lincoln, do you plan a smooth transition and to work with Mike if need be?
Absolutely. I think that Mike has a wealth of knowledge. He's respected in the unicameral. It may not seem like that with some of the press coverage that comes out from time to time, but we all know that there may be a slant in that regard. Mike is he's got some big shoes to fill, but I'd be honored to be able to take that baton from him and continue on what he's worked hard to do to fight for Lincoln County and further advance it as well. So he would absolutely be somebody that I would lean on. The staff that would be down there that he utilizes, they're a wealth of information and knowledge that would be invaluable.
Chris, anything else you want to add today, sir?
No, I just I thank you for the time. I hope that people really research the issues, and I encourage everybody to take a look at me on both social media at Chris Bruns on Facebook, as well as my Facebook or my website, chrisbruns.com. See where I stand on the issues, and more importantly, reach out to me. I'm wanting to have very specific conversations about the important issues that are important to and impact all of Lincoln County. So I highly encourage people to reach out. That's something that I've fought for on the county board, that I've made sure that I'm transparent and easily accessible, and I'll continue to do that in the state legislature.
Commissioner Bruns, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on your candidacy, and we look forward to seeing you on the campaign trail, sir.
Thank you so much, Tristan. Take care.